The Moose Jaw Winmar Warriors look like a team that could put together a lengthy winning streak at any point now. They also look like a team that could lose a bunch in a row if things don't go their way. Such is the case when you're trying to find consistency in a season where you've had anything but, with their most recent two-game set offering a perfect example. One day after scoring twice in the third period and winning in overtime against the Prince Albert Mentos, the Warriors took a 3-2 lead into the third period against the Saskatoon Contacts but ended up surrendering a pair of goals and dropping a 4-3 decision in Sask Male AAA Hockey League action. The loss in Saskatoon saw the Warriors drop to 1-1, 1-4, 0-4, dropping into a tie for 7th place and sitting a single point up on Yorkton for 8th place in the race for the final playoff spot. The Warriors are also 2 points back of the Warman Wildcats for 6th. It was a back-and-forth contest through the first 2 periods Sunday, as the Warriors' Liam Fitzpatrick and Contacts' Joel Stein traded goals in the opening 20 minutes. Wyatt Lacoste gave Moose Jaw a 2-1 lead 6:57 into the second period, but Braden Nienaber replied for Saskatoon with 4 minutes remaining. The tie wouldn't last the period, though, as Connor Miller gave Moose Jaw their 1-goal lead heading into the third with 26 seconds remaining. Saskatoon's Rylan Hugh tied the game 1:29 into the final frame and Zach Moore scored what would stand as the game winner with 8:53 to play. The Warriors' power play had a solid game, going 3-for-6 on the day, but they'd be unable to score on their lone opportunity with the man advantage in the third period. Ryan Hicks got the start in goal for Moose Jaw and allowed 4 goals on 27 shots. Logan Edmonstone stopped 27 of the 30 shots he faced. The Winmar Warriors are back in action on Friday and Saturday and will look to gain ground in the standing when they travel to Warman for a 2-game weekend set. Next home action for Moose Jaw is Wednesday, January 18 when they host Yorkton. Game time is 7 p.m. at the Moose Jaw Event Center.